On August 25, 1968, just 4 days after Soviet tanks rolled through Czechoslovakia to crush the Prague Spring Reform Movement, 8 brave Russians gathered in Moscow's Red Square to protest against the invasion, unfurling banners that read "Hands off Czechoslovakia" and "Shame to the invaders." They were linguist Viktor Feinberg, academic Konstantin Babitsky, student Tatiana Baeva, philosopher Larissa Bogoras, poet Vadim Delone, manual worker Vladimir Dremlyuga, mathematician Pavel Litvinov, and Natalia Gorbanevskaya, a young mother of two pushing a pram with her 3-month-old baby. Their brave protest was short-lived. The square was full of secret police in plain clothes who cracked down on the group, knocking Feinberg's teeth in and beating Litvinov over the head before throwing them all into a police van. In an interview for Czech radio years later, Feinberg explained what made him take the risk.
We weren't thinking about the danger. We were filled with anger over what we considered to be an act of treason. Soviet tanks didn't just crush the Prague Spring, they crushed our hopes of what might have been in our country as well.
Following swift mock trials, the protesters were locked up in prison or were still in psychiatric institutions. Feinberg spent 5 years in the latter. Shortly after his release, he emigrated to Israel and later settled in France. He remained a staunch and vocal defender of human rights throughout his life. The Czech Foreign Ministry has expressed deep sadness over his passing, noting that his legacy is highly relevant in today's turbulent times. The human rights organization Memorial Czech Republic, the Czech branch of the Russian NGO Memorial, which worked on uncovering the fates of victims of Soviet political repressions, wrote on Facebook, "After the brave protest in 1968, Viktor Feinberg's fate was closely linked to that of the Czech Republic. From that time on, he often stayed here and made many friends. His lifelong clear stand against any abuse of power will be sorely missed." In 2018, along with Litvinov and Baeva, Feinberg received the Gratias Agate Award for all the brave human rights activists who stood up for Czechoslovakia in 1968 from the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs.